Dragonflight by Anne McCaffrey. Dedicatory note. Dear God, yes, there is a Virginia who helped me create this planet and the marvels thereon, and for whom I thank you. AMJ. Introduction. When is a legend legend? Why is a myth a myth? How old and disused must a fact be for it to be relegated to the category fairy tale? And why do certain facts remain incontrovertible while others lose their validity to assume a shabby, unstable character? Rookbat, in the Sagittarian sector, was a golden G-type star. It had five planets and one stray it had attracted and held in recent millennia. Its third planet was enveloped by air man could breathe, boasted water he could drink, and possessed a gravity that permitted man to walk confidently erect. Men discovered it and promptly colonized it. They did that to every habitable planet, and then, whether callously or through collapse of empire, the colonists never discovered and eventually forgot to ask, left the colonies to fend for themselves. When men first settled on Rookbat's third world and named it Pern, they had taken little notice of the stranger planet, swinging around its adopted primary in a wildly erratic elliptical orbit. Within a few generations, they had forgotten its existence. The desperate path the wanderer pursued brought it close to its stepsister every 200 Terran years at perihelion. When the aspects were harmonious and the conjunction with its sister planet close enough, as it often was, the indigenous life of the wanderer sought to bridge the space gap to the more temperate and hospitable planet. It was during the frantic struggle to combat this menace dropping through Pern's skies like silver threads that Pern's tenuous contact with the mother planet was broken. Recollect